Again King Saul confesses he is wrong. Again the acknowledgement fell from the lips of the king, I have sinned, return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day, behold, I have played the fool, and have erred exceedingly. David answered, Behold the king's spear. And let one of the young men come over and fetch it. Although Saul had made the promise, I will no more do thee harm, David did not place himself in his power. In parting, Saul exclaimed, Blessed be thou, my son David, thou shalt both do great things, and also shalt still prevail. But the son of Jesse had no hope that the king would long continue in this frame of mind. David despaired of reconciliation. It seemed that he should at last fall victim to the malice of the king. With the 600 men under his command, he passed over to Achish, the king of Gath. David's conclusion that Saul would accomplish his murderous purpose was formed without the counsel of God. Even while Saul was plotting his destruction, the Lord was working to secure David the kingdom. Looking at appearances, men interpret the trials and tests that God permits as things that will only work their ruin. David looked on appearances and not at the promises of God. He doubted that he would ever come to the throne. Long trials had wearied his faith and exhausted his patience. The Lord did not send David for protection to the Philistines, the most bitter foes of Israel. Yet, having lost all confidence in Saul and in those who served him, David threw himself upon the mercies of the enemies of his people. God had appointed him to set up his standard in the land of Judah, and it was want of faith that led him to forsake his post of duty.